Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
First comes love, then comes marriage.
Then what?
Baby carriage, etc.
Oh, okay.
And there was a time.
There was a time.
Where all of that was accomplished by like 26, 27 years old. And today, nah, not so much.
Yeah.
In fact, where we live specifically,
yeah,
it's much later.
We drag him.
And what's weird about that, the same people who are yelling that this is a problem a few years ago were saying this is exactly what young people should be doing. You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
We know that young people are waiting longer to get married.
Yes.
But did you know, in New York State, they are waiting some of the longest periods.
Delayed adulthood?
Yes. No. What?
Well, you're waiting. No.
There's a difference between waiting to get married and delayed adulthood. Yeah.
Well, that's part of growing your ass up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Say it's a sign of maturity.
Yeah.
Okay. Would either of you like to take a shot at the median, that's the one in the middle, not the average, the median age for a New Yorker on the day of their first marriage?
Oh, just... I'm going to say 31.
31 years old. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
29.
Tommy nailed it. 31.2 years old.
Bullseye.
And Massachusetts is the only state with an older first marriage. It's like 31.7, so it's just slightly older. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, finish this sentence. You should be blank years old on the day you get married.
Well, if you're smart... 35.
30? Wait, older than 31?
Yeah. I mean, if you're really going to have some, be prepared for marriage, to have some common sense and to have some experience.
Have some common sense, can I knock this crap off?
Yeah, I would say 35.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
So you got no problem with what these young people are doing?
I don't know if I have a problem with it, but...
What is happening inside your brain right now?
I would say, especially for men, because we mature slower, we make a lot of, we do a lot of dumb stuff.
The average would mean both.
Yeah. Median. Yeah.
No, but I'm just thinking, when I can only speak because I'm a guy.
I guess my point is you're saying especially for men, but this would be an average of both men and women.
But women are always way ahead of us in the maturity level.
Okay.
Guys still do stupid stuff through their life. Women's
stuff. That's not what I heard earlier this morning. I heard we stay 15 until we're like 35.
You did say that. That wasn't
cool. Well, it's a different thing.
Okay. Different thing. I just pointed out... But continue with your hypocritical point.
Guys have a potential to hurt themselves way into their 40s.
Okay.
With nobody around.
But isn't that an
argument? They could just be like in pieces on the floor and there's nobody around.
But aren't you making an argument as to why men should get married as young as possible to have a woman to keep them from ending up in pieces?
But what does that say for women? Hey, sign up to rein in this idiot.
No, I agree with you.
Just kind of do that anyways.
But we're talking about it from a man's perspective. So you are fine then. Look at me in the face.
I wasn't ready for my first marriage.
No, you were ready for this marriage.
Oh, not really. But, you know, I'm getting there.
How old were you for your first marriage?
I was 21. She was 17, 18.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. It's a Jerry Lee Lewis song all of a sudden.
It was the South.
Goodness gracious. Hey, she just graduated. It was the South. Not a great... What? Explanation. Anything you got to justify with, it was the South, is the wrong thing. All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
Finish this sentence or add this sentence. Huh? You should be blank years old when you get married.
Well, I guess if you're looking to start a family, I would say around 30.
30
because,
years old.
Because I think like.
She burning out, Quirk. Her candle's slowly dimming. No, she is. Her lady parts are shriveling up. The baby stuff.
Who says it, who says you're going to have kids? We're just talking
she said start a family. How you start a family, not a baby.
That's what I was assuming. Like, if you're looking to start a family, I would say like 30 because it gives you some time to figure it out.
That's not fair, but I know you don't mean to say this, Kimmy, seeing the situation you're in. But
I'm not saying what he's saying.
You're a family whether you're married or you have kids or not. Yeah. You're still a family.
No, but she's saying like start making them little ones.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you're a barren family.
Oh, my. Sorry. How many kids do
you
have?
I mean, you can have kids later. It's just I would think.
Opportunities are shrinking.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So, again, I don't know where you are because you're saying things and then you're making faces while making your own point. Like you disagree with what you think.
Well, I got to think about things.
Okay. So, you argue 35 is
you would
the
be
age.
A smart time to get married, I think, at the maturity level.
Okay, so if you...
Financial, too. Like, maybe your finances are in better shape.
Look, I don't disagree with anything you're saying.
Most people start behind the eight ball.
I don't disagree. Yeah. So if you met a single 33-year-old man, that guy is on the right track.
Yes. Doing the right thing, young man. Save your money. And I would say travel. Go have some fun.
Okay.
Go experience a little life.
Okay.
See some things.
So, like, Moose is nailing it, then.
Oh, my God. I worship that kid. I he walks by and I applaud him.
Okay.
What's wrong with Moose?
No, there's not. I'm asking you.
I don't believe
and by
you.
The way,
because I've heard you talk about guys in their late 20s and early 30s
that
are single.
Yeah. He went and explored a little bit, right?
Sure, yes, he did.
He went out to L.A.
Yes.
He is a hit in the Philippines with a movie.
All of these things he says, yes.
Are true.
No, he says.
He lived less than 7 miles from Tommy Lasorda's house.
Your ass is so wet, not about Tommy Lasorda. The amount of men in their late 20s and early 30s that we know that are single, that you, what are you doing? Perpetual adolescence. If you knew those words, that's what you'd say.
I would say, if you don't sit on your ass and just play video games, you get out and explore and enjoy a little bit. Taste up.
So when we're talking age to get married, whether it's older or younger, again, New York, the second oldest median age for your first marriage in America, 31.2 years old.
Man, foot dragging mofos.
The benefits go both ways. Right?
Well, sure. Why?
Well, if you want to do the spouse and kids thing, getting married young lets you grow together.
Yeah.
It gives you the chance to have more kids in theory, if that's what you wanted to do. Also, in theory, by the time your kids are old and out of the house, you're still in your 40s. You have time to go back out and live life again. You have something to look forward to, not just a cold, cold death in the ground.
Okay.
But getting married later, I mean, you brought it up. You got a chance to build cash, become more professional in your career.
Yeah, you're a little bit more stable.
You got it. You can go do all the fun things you want as a young person without having to worry about spouse and kids.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You can argue you'd have a better perspective on life. Maybe you'll be a little wiser, which can help in a marriage and when raising kids. But you'd also be chasing toddlers around in your 30s and 40s, and I don't know how many folks want to do that. You're also in your 60s, potentially, when they finally leave the house, which...
You may be 60 when they leave the house, and even when you got married young.
Yeah.
True.
They can
That's
still
true.
Be there.
That's
so
true.
There's that old man take we were waiting for.
Well, now you got to get off the couch.
Yeah.
Go to the Philippines and make something of yourself. Go drive by Tommy Lasorda's house.
We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Brandon says, after watching both my parents' and step-parents' marriages are pointless scams for the other half to steal your shiznit. Is that why people are waiting so long to get married? Poor experiences with their own parents' marriages?
Could be a lot of
that.
That
makes sense,
man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I lucked out the way everything worked out, but, you know, I wasn't looking forward to settling down after watching how my folks did.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And my wife comes from a broken home, too.
So, yeah, I mean, it's going to make you a little gun shy.
It's understandable.
Do you want to sign up for that? No.
So I also see, I know people whose parents divorced, like, a little bit later. And they, like, see that their parents are both so much happier as single people.
Sure.
And I think that that also kind of prevents them from jumping into anything.
The other thing that gets a little bit scary about getting married later.
What is that?
Let's say you do it and you give it the old college try for 7 years, 7 year itch.
Yeah.
Well, now you're even older getting back on the dating scene again. I mean, the one good thing you could say about getting in there, taking a swing early, and then striking out.
Yeah.
You can be 30, 35.
Sure.
Back on the scene again. I mean, Kimmy, that there does have to be a benefit to that.
If depending on how that divorce goes.
Okay.
You know, I mean, like that could stick with you the rest of your life.
And it will. Every divorce is going to hang with you.
Well, I mean, kids are the difference, right?
Because
you were never separated
from
each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even without kids, it can still get really messy.
I mean, if we're playing a strategy game with marriage, and I'm not just talking about the best relationship, I'm talking about the best possible life.
Okay.
Maybe an early marriage, if you think you found that one, is the best play because you have a lot more runway.
Do you also feel like, though, sometimes people, when that relationship goes bad, like let's say they were together for 10 years, they were together really young, they got married young, stuck around until, like you said, maybe their early 30s.
Are you talking about a little ditty about Jack and Diane? Two American kids doing the best they can.
Do you think those two people look at it and think like we wasted our time, like we wasted our 20s? You know what I mean? Like you look back on it thinking like, wow, like I can't get my 20s back.
You can't.
And we missed out on that fun time in our lives, potentially.
Concerts, dates,
all
having
for it
fun.
To not work out.
It's a valid point. But then again, I would argue, like, if you're not taking swings, what's the point of living? Now, granted, I'm not yelling, go out and get married right now. But, like,
but marriage will be there.
Maybe. Who says? I mean, look.
It'll be there.
Look, there are people listening right now.
There'll still be people around when you're 30.
But there are people listening right now who met their soulmates at 18, 19, 20. Had that mentality of I'm too young to get married and would give anything to go back and see them again.
Okay.
I mean, we also see it happen in divorces where all of a sudden that person that, you know, you were into in your teenage years comes back around in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. My dad's living that right now.
Really?
Woman that he dated when he was a teenager.
See, you live a good life and it all comes back to you. Late blooming soulmate.
But, like, think about it, man. Like, if there was someone you really cared about, really cared about, decided I am too young to handle this, I'm not mature enough, and you let that person go, if they end up getting married and they're happy and they have kids, not only are you not with that person, with technology now, you have a window into their life every single day.
You get to see it all.
Exactly. You get to see their kids grow up and mature. Those could have been you two doing that together. You get to see them age gracefully. You get to see their partner.
But you
can
make that argument with any relationship you've had, right? Like, whether or not you were married, you could breaking up with somebody, you see that they're doing really well now, and you always wonder what if.
I think there's a difference between pettiness and vengeance, wanting someone to fail because the breakup was bad, and knowing that could have been your one. Do you get what I'm saying? Because I'm with you. There are women where we broke up and it was bad, and I look at them like, ugh.
But think about the other thing. Think about the people you were with back in the day. Mm-hmm. Thank God you didn't settle.
Oh, amen, brother.
Is that one's... if I would have like said, "Oh, this would have been fun," and then you look at it now and go, "Oh my God!"
Oh, I agree.
And you could have been anchored to that.
Look, there's a route that it very well could have gone that way in my life, and I'm glad it did.
Every guy, every woman, they've had that. I'm guessing person in their past through their life.
But then again, I mean
that Jesus key rice.
But then again, you don't know how things would have
broken. You don't,
right?
Because like when my wife and I got married, for some reason, all her friends and family thought she was insane.
Look at you now. No, look at
it. Oh, yeah.
Are you ever going to take that jacket off?
Never. It's the greatest jacket of all time.
I thought it would be off today with the game.
Yeah, I thought wear it today.
I thought so, too, but then I put it on and it looks so damn
good. Do you owe Jack Kemp's family money?
I like Jack Kemp.
Everybody likes Jack Kemp.
He's got a lot of unique patches on there.
Yeah. Well, the Kemp one really sticks out because it's the biggest button.
And it's Matt Prater's number, so it works both ways. Look, the point I'm getting at is, you know, just because, you know, you didn't think it was going to work out with somebody doesn't mean it wouldn't have eventually worked out. There are plenty of people who have gone through rough patches in relationships, and they're happier now 15, 20 years later than they ever could have been with anybody else.
Yeah, but the best advice you could give anybody is to be patient.
Yeah.
And to think about it. No matter what you're going to do, pump the brakes and take a look.
Fair enough. But there is...
Take a breath.
There can be a point where being too patient, you miss opportunities.
All right, but your boner doesn't mean it's love.
That's a different argument.
No, but some guys confuse those two. Like, they got a boner for this chick.
We're not saying, like, jump right into marriage.
And they think...
We're saying, like, after some time.
I also...
And some guys, you know, they get attention from the right woman. They think that's love, too.
No, but I also love how you're making this argument about a 22-year-old. Like, a 35-year-old can't fall into that trap, too.
Older guys have dumb boners, too. You're absolutely right.
I would
argue... But a young, dumb boner is the worst.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have in front of us a study, the median age for every marriage in every state in New York. First marriage. New York is second oldest at 31.2 years old. Only Massachusetts was older, and they were just slightly older. Do either of you want to take a guess? The state with the youngest median age of first marriage.
Are we heading to Dixie?
I will tell you this. It is obvious when you hear it. You're going to kick yourself. Think hard.
Oh, okay.
Obvious.
When you hear it, you're going to go, ah!
Yeah, you got it now.
What is it?
Utah.
Nailed it, buddy.
Oh, good call.
Deeply, you know, heavy religion.
You gotta go a little west.
Mormonville, USA.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're pining to get after it.
Yep. The median age for the first marriage
right out of the gate.
Utah.
Well, if you're going to make 20 kids, you got to start in your 20s.
25.8. It's a full 6 years younger than New York State. By the way, that is a full year younger than the next youngest state. Dixie comes through, Arkansas, 26.7 years old. And in general, southern and midwestern states had lower ages for first marriage than any other states.
Yeah.
With the strange exception.
Well, who's popped up?
Florida.
Wait.
It was pretty close to New York.
Oh.
They were 30.
Well, it's because it's such a, with the transplants.
Maybe. I guess.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And you're too busy, like, getting drunk and listening to Jimmy Buffett and avoiding work.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of 20-year-old guys who love listening to Jimmy Buffett.
Buffett's big down
in Florida.
It's Florida.
Paul writes us on Instagram, and I think he has a question more for you.
Paul, sir.
Duffy on WCMF. He says, Tommy, if you should wait till 35 to get married, then how long should you be together as a couple before you get married?
Well, how long you should, like, be together? Like, dating and, like, living together?
Yeah, that's what he's
like,
asking.
When would you meet this person if you were getting married at 35?
You need at least 2 to 3 years.
So, like, in
Married. For, like... Because it takes time. If you're going to do a regular marriage, that takes
a regular marriage as opposed to...
Well, like, if you're going to have, like, a traditional
marriage... Can I get one of them discount quickie marriages?
Well, I've been to some of them. No, I would say 3 years.
And bro, so if I'm...
I think it is... I do know people, like, in their 30s now, and I do feel like they're taking a little bit more time.
Smart.
You know? They're not, like, I don't see any of my friends who are single right now, like, just being like, all right, met this person, we got to get married now. Like, if anything, they're way more cautious.
Okay, but they're also at the point, and this is going to sound mean, but I don't mean it to sound
Yeah.
mean. They've been single long enough where it's the rush to get married isn't necessarily there anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that's for a lot the case for a lot of people in their 30s.
Okay. I mean, the reality of this conversation, this study, these numbers that we have in front of us, none of this is relevant to individual people. Because if somebody believes they have found the one,
okay.
There is almost nothing you can say to them to convince them otherwise.
Oh, sure.
And here's the thing. I don't even know if that's the right thing to do if you think they're making a mistake.
Wait, to butt in? Oh, never butt in.
You say never butt in?
No.
But you're sitting here, you're spouting facts, man. 35 years old, 2 years, wait, young boners, dumb. You're giving all this advice, but you wouldn't give it to someone to their face?
No.
Why not?
Because they're not going to take it. They'll take it as insulting because basically you're saying that chick's not for you.
Okay.
That dude's a loser. Why are you settling down with that? And they're going to get pissed off. They're not going to listen to you. Especially if it's like you just spouted off. They didn't even ask you. You know what I mean? Okay. Like unsolicited advice going, that guy's no good.
Okay. Well, I mean, but
I think you're calling them stupid.
Well, but here's the thing, man. Yes, you are. But at the same time, like,
people love that.
But like, you know, for you to look at me and give me advice on marriage, with all due respect, I mean, I know you love your wife. Your wife loves you. Like, but I look at your track record, man.
Right, it's terrible.
Yeah, I ain't listening to nothing.
And I admit that I was a very bad person to the opposite sex.
What other conclusion could we have drawn?
But I say that.
You, of course you did. It's like a man on fire saying, I probably shouldn't have played with those matches. what situation is I have burst into flame. This might be my fault.
I try.
Hachi Roku writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, people, mostly men, are extra cautious because one small problem, and she can take and leave with his entire life with her, leaving him on the street. Certain states like New York are less friendly about it than others. Listen, man, as a guy who watched a single mother have to deal with chaos afterwards, it goes both ways. Hardcore, man.
Yeah.
Like, let's not, I love, there's this big push recently. From certain groups of men.
Yeah.
Like, you know, women are coming for all your stuff. Guys have, I get that there are guys that have gotten screwed. Look, man, you go look at a single mother in multiple situations and tell me, oh, yeah, man, cake life there. Yeah, pretty sweet. Look at all them WIC coupons she gets. Free milk. We'll finish it up with Zach.
All
right. He writes, I'm 28 years old. I've been with my fiance going on 8 years now. We got engaged.
8 years?
We got engaged in 2023, and we are getting married this Saturday. So they've been together since they were 20.
But they've been engaged for 8 years.
He says he's been with his fiance for 8 years, got engaged in 2023. So that's two and a half years ago.
All right.
So
that's a slow trend.
Long engagement.
That's what you advised to do.
I know.
No, but I would have played the field more. I wouldn't lock into an 8 year relationship and then get married.
Well, you don't know. You find somebody and you just things progress.
Oh, you gotta have some fun, man.
I don't think you go into it thinking we're gonna wait 8 years and then
that guy's married. That guy that's been into, with this chick, he's married,
my
man.
Ass.
No, he lives with her. She bosses his ass around.
Okay.
He doesn't. They go to the grocery store. He never gets what he wants.
Fine, but
you know he doesn't.
Are you describing yourself right now?
He's throwing Reese's Pieces into the cart secretly. Yeah, yeah. Where'd these come from? Yeah. I don't know. No, but like in that situation, you can just walk, man. And I know.
But he ain't because he.
Or he's in,
he's handcuffed himself.
Or he's in love and wants to spend the rest of his life with this woman. Why does anyone reach out to our show?
I don't know.
He ain't in love. Because you're. He's unsettled. That dude is unsettled.
He's getting married on Saturday, Mr. I wouldn't give advice personally to anybody.
He's settling up on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Settling Saturday.
Hey, Zach, thanks for listening up until now.
Thanks for taking your time.
Well, he's not allowed to listen to the show anymore. She's going to cut that out, too. Not listen to those jerks.
Again, why would she not?
Creep cap, that's disgusting. They do each other's mothers. Mother's vagina.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's really the worst of both worlds right now.
What's that?
Like, as we speak, construction crews are scrambling to get all the work they can. Before the bad weather hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And that has increased construction in the greater Rochester area. And because of that, things on the road can get very confusing. Dealing with that on its own can be tough.
Yes.
So when you add this on top of it, you're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy!
Yeah, buddy.
The story comes to us from Canandaigua.
What happened?
And it begins with a woman having a hard time on the road. Authorities say she was trying to navigate whatever road she was on with active construction when she became confused.
All right.
And look, we don't know the age of this woman.
Poor thing.
And I get it can be easy to dunk on her, but that can be a legit issue sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? Cones everywhere. What side of the cones am I supposed to go on?
Probably confusing the darling.
There you go. Well, one person at the scene apparently had a problem with what she was doing. We say that a man approached this woman's vehicle, yelled profanity.
Wait, so he got... on foot?
Yes.
Okay.
And then threatened her with a baseball bat.
And that didn't help her?
Apparently not.
That didn't relieve her confusion.
Apparently did not.
Wait, was he holding a bat?
He was holding a baseball bat.
All right.
Police say at one point he inserted the bat into her driver's side window.
Holy Christ.
So the good news.
Good news.
No one was hurt.
All right.
Bad news is you can't just go threatening people with a bat all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
This man was arrested, charged with menacing.
Jesus Christ.
And what might be the weirdest part of this story.
What's that?
We have no idea where this man came from.
Right.
Wait. Because he didn't get out of his car?
It sounds like he went out of his way to confront this woman. So, yeah, it doesn't sound like she was in an incident with him at any point on the road.
And it doesn't, I mean...
Could he have been walking?
That's very possible, but why would he be walking with a baseball bat?
We're going out for a little batting practice.
They called it a road rage incident. Right.
They did, but you can have a road rage incident with a pedestrian.
Yeah, good point.
Look,
yeah.
I mean, if we're going to talk about logical here, if the allegations
are true... I
guess
he got out of his car with a baseball
bat. You got it, because there are people that keep baseball bats in their car for whatever reason. It also doesn't say that he worked for any of the construction companies near the road. I guess maybe people keep bats there when they're working in case people go crazy, but it doesn't say that. Also,
it's a resort town, man. Relax.
Thank you.
Beautiful day.
Yeah. And like the second that you saw it was a woman behind the vehicle, you would think that like he'd put the bat down.
Which is that sentence is even doing a lot of heavy lifting because bat for that, confusion, period.
Yeah.
Here, but you're
like,
right.
I don't get it, but I think maybe logically taking that bat out thinking you're about to have a confrontation with some dude who's going to get aggressive or something. That's maybe why you take the bat with you. But
you're the aggressor.
You have the bat.
Right. Yeah, this woman didn't even get out of her car.
I mean, the second you walk up with a bat, you are menacing, right? Yeah. I mean, you're the one that's going to get arrested. Mm-hmm. Also, there is one more valuable piece of information I think I need to share with you here.
What's that?
This man is 37 years old.
Oh.
Which is a strange age for this to happen.
Yeah, you should be too busy at 37 to worry about anything.
You shouldn't be so angry, especially about construction rules.
Thank you. Doesn't your kid have soccer practice?
Yeah.
Get to that instead. Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF.
Yeah.
252-9263. Let's say hypothetically you, like this woman out in Canandaigua, was confused by construction.
Yeah, it happens.
And all
got
of a sudden,
a little lost.
A man with a baseball bat is at your window. What is baseball bat road rage protocol if you are on the receiving end of that threat?
Unless you drive off.
Well, but you can. I mean, if you got something in front of you.
Yeah.
Because like a baseball bat, not as dangerous as a gun.
But it's now in my car.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He stuck it through the window, correct?
Yes. He did, yes.
No, he didn't knock the window out. The window's down.
The window's down.
Maybe rolled down the window thinking he was going to say something.
Yes, can I help you? Whoa.
Okay, but like you, I would guess, and I'm just thinking out loud.
What is it?
Why would you roll a window down if
maybe
you
she didn't see the
It's a nice day.
He was hiding the bat behind
him. Bro, it was a beautiful day. You might have had the window down.
Okay, so he just walked up and startled you with the bat?
Well, yeah, maybe you didn't see him coming.
I mean, the weather's been perfect.
Okay, if we're going to play weapon you'd least like to see in this scenario, nobody wants to see a gun. We could put that at number one.
Yeah.
It comes down to knife and bat. Now, knife is more dangerous outside of a car, but with a window up, knife can't hurt you.
No. Mm-hmm.
Baseball bat can break window.
Do some damage.
Yes.
More ways than one.
All right, so Tommy, knife or gun at this point, what are you choosing?
Knife or gun or knife or bat?
No, or I'm sorry, knife or bat. My apologies.
Probably the knife, if I can keep the windows up.
You want the knife with windows up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel more protected maybe with the knife.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's funny. I mean, there's nothing to say that guy can't, like, kick the window out.
Or you can stab your tire, I guess.
Yeah,
but then again,
also that,
if you're going to hurt something, hurt my tire.
Yeah.
Right? Plus, I don't know, how strong are you going to get that knife through my tire? Let's see what you got.
You can get a nice sidewall.
I got SUV, buddy. Let's see what you can pull it off. Troy writes us on Instagram, DuffyNWCMF. Says, dude, my fiance is the worst road rage. On one hand, she's a mild-mannered librarian, but when she's behind the wheel, she turns into a gladiatorial spectator screaming for blood. The string of swear words she yells out shocks me, and I was in the Navy, which means I don't think he can read. So that's weird that he's with a librarian.
Yeah.
I'd also like to know why, when you see a man approaching you with a baseball bat, right? I'm getting out of that car and I'm running.
Oh,
is it
really?
Too pushed to run?
I think I'm safe. I don't know why, but I'd probably freeze thinking I may be safer in my car. Like, what if I can't outrun the dude?
By the way, it's a construction site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better be careful where you're running.
Look, man.
Because you could really hurt yourself.
Yeah.
I think you're better off in the car.
My logical thought is, especially if her window is down and she gets startled, right? My logical thought is, if I sit here, I'm a sitting duck. Like, there's nothing I can do. If he has if he's got bad intentions, and he has bad intentions because he's coming up to me with a bat. I like my chances better running like a bitch. I'm asses and elbows out of there.
Yeah, but if you get out, the second you get out, he may get more aggressive thinking like you're about to do something.
Would you judge a man for leaving his car and running in fear?
So if I see a guy running down the street and a guy behind him running with a baseball bat, I'm in Canandaigua.
Maybe the guy doesn't even chase. Maybe I just get out of the car, take off running, and he's so confused. I mean, there's no way I'm getting hurt if I'm distancing myself from him.
I would think it's weird that somebody got out of the car and ran away when you were seated in the car.
But there's a weapon involved.
That doesn't look like a good strategy to me. It seems like once you get out of the car, things escalate. Because they always say, stay in the car, don't engage.
Stay in the car and get beaten with that baseball bat.
Don't look at him in the eyes, even if he's hitting you in the head.
Oh, it's the same thing as a Rottweiler.
Yes.
Don't look him in the face.
Yes.
Don't show fear. I mean, that might be the funniest part about the road rage stories we see.
What's that?
Again, talking about this woman, she was driving through Canandaigua. According to police, she got confused in a construction site. That apparently pissed off a gentleman. Again, we don't know where he came from.
Yeah.
But police say he went up to her window with a baseball bat. At one point, stuck the bat through her open window. He was arrested, charged with menacing. When it comes to these road rage stories we see over and over again, most of the time, there is an easy way out. Just don't react.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yes.
Just sit there.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can't control a robbery. You can't control an assault if you're just walking around.
Mm-hmm.
But the overwhelming majority of road rage incidents can be avoided by just simply not engaging.
Yeah.
And what sucks for this woman, this sounds like one of those rare stories where it wasn't the case. Like, she had no choice. She didn't have words with this guy back and forth. She didn't flip
didn't
a bird.
Sound like it.
Like, yeah, just, you know, yeah.
Didn't cut him off. She just got stuck with a bat in her face.
God damn.
But, like, outside of that situation, right, if you don't engage the person, it cannot escalate any further.
Well, you don't give them anything.
Yeah. Does the average person just not have that kind of self-control?
Apparently not.
Do we not want to look like a bitch?
But it's also a natural reaction to react when somebody reacts on you.
Kimmy, a natural reaction to react is to react when somebody reacts on you.
If somebody's up here, you don't want to be down here. You're going to raise to that level, too, probably.
Especially if
that's
you feel
the
like
natural
progression.
Yeah.
Especially if you feel like it's not justified. This person coming in hot. Like,
you're just sitting there.
What's your problem, man?
Okay.
I don't think it's 100% that by not reacting, it's going to bring down the situation. Because sometimes, like, if you don't engage with them at all, it might actually piss them off even more. You know?
I don't know. There's
because they're not getting what they want. They're not getting any reaction. They're not, like, it just looks like you're ignoring them. And so that could escalate things.
Okay, but if we're going to play the game of what works better, what increased my odds of getting out of here safe? Because that's what this is all about, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what's so funny about these road rage incidents, too. Let's say you do prove the point you want to make. Nobody was there to see it.
Yeah, true.
What are you going to do? Go tell your friends later? Let me give you a clue. They don't care.
It still makes you look like a psychopath.
Yes, like, yeah, any story you tell about
and I
road
told
rage,
them, you can't park here.
God's sake, shut up. And if your wife is in the car, your husband's in the car, they're going to think you're a psycho while they're watching you do it.
Yeah.
You just heard Troy write us about what a psycho his librarian wife fiance is. I don't know. Who's got worse road rage, you or your wife?
Oh, my wife. As a matter of fact, my second wife, who you've met, had severe.
We worked together.
Severe road rage.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Huh?
She would flip out. She put her finger in the chest of this Turkish dude that was about the size of your dad.
No kidding.
Out of the car.
Wait, Turkish Lance?
Yeah, Turkish Lance, which is the scariest Lance there is. She put her finger in the dude's chest and started to mock his accent. And I'm standing there going, this guy could like twist us both into a bow.
You know, they do say, Kimmy, that road rage can be misidentified, you know, misdirected anger and frustration. What could Tommy's ex-wife have been angry and frustrated about?
Oh, blame me.
Build it up the whole way there.
Not your hot-headed Sicilian roots.
What? You're also Sicilian.
Only half, and I'm... Most of my family are sissies.
You're Sicilian and your roots are different color than the top of your hair right now.
No, I had a girlfriend one time. She did this thing where she leaned over and would hit your horn when you're driving.
No.
Gotcha.
That'll get you killed.
Sure, sure. Hey, Kimmy, I'm starting to notice a pattern. Yeah.
What?
What? Tommy in the car?
Every woman that Tommy's been with has really bad road rage. Remember a second ago where I go, they say sometimes road rage is misdirected anger and frustration?
It ain't me. What did I do? I'm pretty docile. I don't say nothing. I don't do nothing. I don't care about nothing.
Kimmy, do you or your husband have the worst
road rage? What do you think?
I do have road rage in my car, but I am also somebody that if like things get serious, like I freeze. I freeze.
She's
I know
a freezer.
Like yes, I'm a freezer.
Just like her honeymoon. Freeze.
So I don't think I'd be somebody where if I was actually confronted, I would say or do anything.
But you will escalate.
I would like No. I'm saying, like, in my car, I'm screaming
freaking
to myself.
Gotcha, okay.
I'm yelling. But I don't actually want to talk to that person.
But I think that's most people. generally speaking.
Like, I don't want to make eye contact with that person, even though I'm pissed. Like, I don't want that awkward situation.
That's the one thing I'm
bad at. I just want to yell to myself.
What's that?
That's the one thing. But the eye contact is the one thing I'm bad at. I want to see what this person looks like. Oh, I knew it. Oh, I always knew it.
See, my husband does that, and but he'll pull up so, like, I'm in the passenger seat. Like, I'm not looking. You can look. I'm not looking.
But you're all making back it up. Look at the size of the guy.
Well, yeah.
He gets out of the car, man. Odds are the other dude is not that big.
But yeah. Gun, bat, knife, evens.
I know, but that guy looks like, you know, he's a big man.
Calm down over there.
Yeah, he's chiseled.
He is quite chiseled.
Extremely chiseled.
And a hero, too.
He might have a chisel.
So dreamy. What a stash. How about Kimmy? Surrounded by two great stashes, her dad and her husband.
My dad's got a beard right now.
Oh.
He gave up the stash.
Wait, who's got a beard?
My dad. He keeps changing his facial hair.
Is he robbing banks?
I don't know.
No, but he's having the coolest life ever.
Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn it!
What's the matter?
I don't know why you're being all smug right now, because it's about to get a
lot. I don't think it even counts, man, because in order for these picks to matter, play the goddamn game.
They play the game.
Catch the ball. Hold on to the goddamn ball.
They caught the ball. I mean, look, like we told you this morning, you know, we were having a discussion about what this game means. Are you hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF? How there are games that expose weaknesses and make you go, oh, my God, something's wrong here. That was not one of those games last night. There are games that you lose and you go, oh, this will propel us forward and it makes us a better team. That was not one of those games last night, right? The Bills outgained the Patriots. They had more first downs. Every metric, right? They had more sacks. They had the ball for more than 10 more minutes than the Patriots did. They just turned the ball over twice more than New England did. That's why you lost that game. But that's not why you lost what you're about to lose.
They weren't trying.
They tried a lot.
They were playing, I don't know what you call that.
Football.
Messy bitch ball. That was bitch ball.
Messy bitch ball.
Messy bitch ball.
No, the messy
dropping, sloppy ass,
the messy
dragon
bitch
ass.
Was the one who couldn't keep his eyes open to actually watch the game.
There was a lot of eyes closed on that field.
Kimmy?
Walking around, looking around, everybody wearing white, trying to be cool.
Tommy made his picks on Friday, and based on how he's reacting right now, I think we all know how they went. Let's do this thing.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Lay excuse post game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to Tommy's first pick.
Let's
from
do it.
Friday here on CMF.
Here it is.
Tommy, over under 210 yards passing.
Passing.
For Patriots quarterback Drake May.
So you told me, it looks like all the guys are coming back, right?
Ed Oliver, Matt Milano, AJ Epinesa.
The crew is all back. Come on. Yeah, they got it all figured out. Everybody's back. This defense should be ready to go on all cylinders. Do you agree? Everybody's back. Everybody's healthy.
No, I mean, I would like them
By
to
way,
be
it's
ready to go.
100% they're back quite yet.
Yeah, they've been
the
practicing.
Yeah.
But they should be on the field.
Again, they've been limited. No, we don't know. They've been practicing. They haven't practiced the last 3 weeks. It's better this week, the odds, than they were last week.
Okay. Well, I'm going with they're all going to be back.
Okay.
Band is back together, and this kid ain't got a shot. Yeah, this idiot child ain't getting no 200 yards on prime time. He's not even ready for prime time, man. Not even close.
So to be clear,
to be clear,
you are under.
Big brother, this is a fact.
You are under 200.
It's going to be a theme here today.
Oh, my God. You're under 210 yards.
Well, you got to change it up a little.
Yeah.
Drake May is what you're under?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so first off, Ed Oliver did not play last night.
No.
That is the fourth game.
Don't love that.
Man, what is wrong with this guy?
Something's wrong with his foot-ankle situation. But when it comes to Drake May, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He was sacked four times, 22 of 30 for 273 yards. The first quarterback to face the Bills this season to throw for over 210.
And this is the guy.
Yeah.
Drake.
Look, I mean, the kid had a good game last night. I don't know. Like, it's frustrating because, like the comparison to Josh Allen always makes me laugh. Because we've heard this from multiple
and
other.
And he comes up with that, you know, the play that just happened to work out at the end.
Which is fine. Like, I mean, look.
The comparisons are going to be there.
I don't want to take anything away from the kid. I'll tell you this. Drake May does not scare me. Get that on tape. Keep it for the next 10 years.
I mean, could you say, though, I do think the Patriots are a better team than people were giving them credit for.
It takes a little bit. Well, no, I don't even. I don't.
But you don't like the coach.
Well, no, that's beside the point. I do think Vrabel's a joke.
Like, they weren't going to be the walkover that the Jets and Dolphins were.
I mean, it's a divisional game.
Are they the second best team
in the division?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's not saying much.
Well, that's what she's kind of saying. Yeah, like, they're better than the Jets and the Dolphins.
Okay, yeah. I by myself am better than the Jets and the Dolphins, I think, especially in this kick-ass jacket.
What buttons to grab?
Oh, you're lashing out. What happened?
I'm not lashing out.
What happened?
I don't know what happened.
What
did you do in practice that week? Did you even practice?
Yeah, they were practicing.
Doing what?
Trying to get guys healthy.
Looking upfield before you catch the ball? The fundamentals? Running, blocking?
Blacking?
Blacking?
Are you blacking out there?
Well, they were doing that.
And by the way, you're talking about running and blocking while the quarterback is throwing for 273 yards when he was only supposed to throw for 210, according to you?
You let him.
0 for 1. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over-under, 100 yards rushing for James Cook.
You're telling me this kid can't get 100 goddamn yards.
To rush for 100 yards
in four nothing is in this league for this kid.
It's not true. To rush for 100 yards in four straight games is a tall task.
Impossible.
No, I'm not saying impossible.
It's a mountain.
It doesn't happen.
That's just Jim Brown. I used to run like a man. No deep pass, straight up the middle. Going out of bounds. Hit a guy.
No knee pace. Taste after strudel. What did you say? Stop that.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course I'm taking the over. This Patriot team is nothing.
Again,
terrible.
They might have the best rush defense in the NFL.
Might.
They're 77 yards a game.
A game, Pat.
Okay.
That's not 100. That's less than 100 by many, many points and numbers.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are over.
Over.
100 yards rushing for James Cook. James Cook, 15 carries last night, was that close to breaking like two or three runs, Kimmy.
Yeah.
But he also fumbled, right?
No, he did not fumble.
I thought he dropped the ball on a hand.
It wasn't him.
No, it was not him.
It
was Dawson Knox. Maybe if you were awake while that was happening.
Did he drop a ball?
He did not drop a ball.
What am I thinking of?
Something stupid, probably, like you normally do.
Right. Go ahead.
15 carries.
Yeah.
49 yards.
Yeah. Pathetic.
I literally. I just played
couldn't
to the
get
audio.
Anything going, really.
Well, I mean, I don't even think the game was that terrible until the second half, his game at least. It looked like he was going to go over 100 in the first, and then everything changed. But again, the Patriots might have the best rushing defense in the NFL. I said that to you on Friday. Mm. Again, it is hard to run for 100 yards in consecutive games, period, let alone four straight. And with all that being
said.
Didn't
Walter Payton do it like every week?
Yeah, you mean the greatest running back of all time? And no, he didn't do it every week.
I think he did it almost every week.
Okay.
For like 40 years.
The funniest thing about this, Kimmy, is the Bills did not have their best rushing night, and they still outgained the average Patriots rush opponent by 40 full yards. They had one of the best rushing performances against the Patriots this season, and James Cook only came up with 49 yards. Josh Allen, your leading rusher last night with 53. The other funny part, by the way, so you're at the miss. You're 0 for 2. Kimmy, the other thing about last night, funny thing, I would like to go back to my earlier comments from this morning that Chris Collinsworth sucks so hard and so long. In
what did he do?
So, you know, he just says things that aren't true for no reason. Because they're showing James Cook on the sideline. Go, you know, the Bills are making an effort this year to keep James Cook fresh. They got Ty Johnson, Ray Davis working him in. Last night, Ty Johnson got 2 carries.
Yeah.
Ray Davis got 2 carries. And by the way, those were season highs for both of them.
Oh.
He's just making stuff up.
Yeah, you really don't see them on the field at all.
Thank you. But you're 0 for 2.
Yeah.
It's a Mule postgame excuse Monday on a postgame Monday here in the break room on CMF. Let's see if Tommy can get that elusive first dubs with his third pick here on CMF. over under 4.5 catches for Stephon Diggs.
I think he's going to be screaming for the ball, so I think he would get over. I think he'd get 5.
Well, you can scream for the ball and not get it. You can scream for the ball
and
drop the ball.
Or the coverage.
I mean, the kid's good. I'm not going to say this kid can't catch a ball.
He was good. I don't know how good he still is.
I can't take anything from you because you hate this kid so much. Your takes are tainted.
All right, I'll give
you. You have a tainted take.
You're over 4.5 catches.
Never forgive you.
I like Stephon Diggs. I know you hate him, but I don't hold grudges, and I don't want to be. I don't want to be negative.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You don't
want to be negative.
You don't hold any grudges. Took you 3 weeks to call a guy after he's on the air for 30 years.
I didn't call my text.
Stephon Diggs last night. Story of the day. Targeted 12 times. 146 yards. 10 receptions.
Ooh, look at that. Thank you, Stephon.
Ooh, well, way to go. The only pick you got right is the one that everyone hates you for, you idiot. What are you going to take? It doesn't do anything for you.
What we were hoping wouldn't happen.
By the way, who was supposed to be watching him last night?
Watching him like it's a baby.
That was a surprise?
Yeah, not great for Tre'Davious White.
Yeah,
tough night for him.
Yeah. I mean, you had...
The whole team had a tough night.
They have a rookie defensive back that's been working in and playing well, and he was hurt last night.
Yeah. Right.
So he's out. Maxwell Hairston, rookie first-round pick. Has yet to play.
Really thin.
What's his problem?
That position.
It's the knee thing, remember?
Oh, God, with these knees and these ankles.
And again, we don't know when he's going to be back.
No. They haven't activated.
They could have activated him this week, right?
They could have activated. Yeah, he could have played this week. Yeah.
Well, are these guys going to be ready for Atlanta?
No.
Wait, none of these guys are going to play in Atlanta?
Probably not.
That are out.
Doesn't sound like it. No. I'm guessing they're going to wait till after the bye.
Hairston especially. I don't know what's going on with the sixth-round rookie. But, yeah, probably not. So you got one right.
Right.
Very exciting.
There
we
go.
Let's get to our fourth pick here.
We don't have to get to the next point. We know
F. Did the Bills win?
Ooh.
And if so, is it by 9 points or more?
Hmm. Well, of course, you know, I'm taking the Bills to win this game. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, moving farther afield.
Shut up.
The question is the point spread.
8.5, so they have to win by 9.
Right. So I think they've got that covered,
okay. The
coverage. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I think they cover that. I think they got that.
All right, so just 9 points.
I think they will do more than 9 points.
Uh-huh.
Which would make that, because we say 10 is a bona fide, what's the word I'm looking for?
I can't remember what the word is right what's now. My mind, I'm so frustrated.
This
I can't
is your word.
Bill out, baby. It's going to be a Mayday Malone. Get me out of this goddamn building and back to Cheers in Boston.
You just want me to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You were 13 points off on an 8.5 point spread. On an 8.5 point spread. No, you were.
I just believed in them.
Did you believe? You don't believe in nothing.
Well, I sure as hell don't believe now.
The Bills are not covered in 3 weeks, by the way. You've been picking blitz every week. The Bills are not covered in 3 weeks. And it's going to be another widespread come Monday night. So just
your mom's going to be in Atlanta?
Oh, my God. Look how funny he is because he sucks so hard.
Well, there's a lot of clubs down there.
Much like his mom. Okay. Well, let's see. If they didn't win in a blowout, I wonder how this bonus pick's going to look. Go ahead there, Kimmy.
Not so fast. Blowout. Buddy.
Not a good start.
Saw that coming.
Hussa. What are you doing? Karate? Hussa.
I think this Patriots team is going to get their asses handed to them. And I think Stephon Diggs is going to be humiliated.
Okay.
And I think he's going to show.
He's going to make
a scene. Stephon Diggs is going to make a scene.
Okay.
Because he's not going to be happy. I think he's going to have a little bit of a mini meltdown on the sidelines. And Robert Kraft ain't going to take that crap.
Oh, he's not?
He's going to march his ass back down there and make him apologize.
Apologize for what?
To Josh Allen for his behavior. And try to, like, make amends, maybe apologize for his behavior on the field. I think Stephon Diggs is going to get humiliated. And I think it's going to show, and I think he's going to have a little come-to-Jesus moment with
Josh.
No,
you had Robert Kraft coming.
Oh, Kraft's going to make him go down there.
Okay, all right, great.
Get your ass down on that field, son.
There it is.
And knock that crap off. Down on the field.
Man.
Goes without saying.
You took a beating.
Yeah, I know.
A beating.
Tough week.
You got
for everybody all around.
1 for 4, and the one you got is the worst one to get.
Was the other side of the ball.
Everybody hates you. Everybody
hates
you.
Yeah, it's my fault.
No, it 100% is your fault. It's that and the jerseys, which you said were no big deal.
And nobody knows how to guard Stephon Diggs.
We'll talk to you in a couple months. Out of my face with that.
Right.
Let's take a break. We have our good buddy on this post-game Monday from 13 Wham and Buffalo Plus. Why are you going to take it out
on around face? The sideline like a big shot.
He was there
big
last night.
Big old 13 on your sweater vest.
Was there last night in a tight T-shirt, too, bud. Showing off them pecs.
Yeah, what is the point of doing that in front of gigantic, muscular men?
That's a good question. Maybe we can ask him that.
Like, you know, you look good, but you're not those dudes.
Okay. But so why try, Pat?
That's going to be on his gravestone. Yeah. You look good, but you're not those dudes. And it'll leave a hole for Tommy's boner to come up through.
Why'd you put my boner?
I don't know. Sounds like you're talking about bonerific.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.